Well, thank you, Brother Heitz. I'm blessed to be here. And it's always a joy to come to Westside. All the years, somehow they do get by, don't they? The old preacher said down in Alabama, he said, life's got a way of running out on you.
Yes.
And it does.
Yes.
But we're thankful for this time tonight and the other times we've been here down through the years. Always been a joy to us to be here. I don't know how much help I've been to the church, but the church here has been a help to us. And we do appreciate your prayers for us. We appreciate your monthly support down through the years. Helped us along. Every act of kindness you've shown toward us, and we appreciate it so much. Thank the Lord for it. A lot of precious memories here in the years that have passed, and we're grateful for each one of them.
Amen.
So I need your prayers again tonight. Must have the Lord's help. Cannot do a thing without His help tonight. So I covet earnestly your prayers. The Lord would help us, speak to us and through us for the next few moments. Matthew chapter 18. Matthew chapter 18. If you have a Bible with you and want to follow along as we read Matthew chapter number 18, I'll begin reading with verse 21, then read the remaining part of the chapter. Try to preach to you from this text tonight. Matthew chapter number 18, and we'll begin our reading with verse number 21 tonight. Now, when you find your place, if you're physically able, if you're willing to do so, we would invite you to stand with us. Of course, by standing, we're simply just honoring and reverencing the reading of the Word of the Lord. If you're able to remain standing after we read the verses, we'll pray together. And you that know the worth of prayer, I do appreciate you praying for us and ask humbly for it. Verse 21 of Matthew chapter 18. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times. Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven like unto a certain king which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. But for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children, and all that he had, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion, and loosed him, and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence, and he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry, and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgive thee all that debt, because thou desirest me. Shouldest not thou also have compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth, and delivered him to the tormentors, till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. Heavenly Father, we love you because you first loved us. And Lord, I bow humbly in your presence tonight, unworthy and undeserving to bow in your presence. But I come boldly to the throne of grace, that is with assurance tonight, that I might obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. I'd ask you for mercy on me tonight. Mercy, Lord, upon my life, upon my soul, and any and everything about me that's contrary and unchristlike and displeasing to you, or in any way into the working of the Spirit of God, I beg you now to cleanse me and to purge me of it. And forgive me, Lord, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies. I'd ask you to have mercy on this congregation tonight. And Lord, touch every heart and reveal yourself to every individual that's come through the doors. And give us hearing ears and receptive hearts and obedient spirits. I pray you'd have mercy as we endeavor to preach. And give us, Lord, grace that we might preach. Give us utterance and unction tonight. Give us that touch that a man cannot preach without tonight. Illuminate our mind and loose our tongue. Enable us, empower us, and permit us to preach. Would you literally preach through us tonight the message that you won't proclaim? May the word of God go forth from these lips of clay in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God. May our hearts be open tonight to receive what you have. Oh, may every soul be subject to the power of God and obedient to the Holy Spirit. May the seed of the Word of God fall on good ground and bring forth fruit unto perfection. Would you have mercy on the sinner? Awaken them to their need of you. Bring them to that place of repentance and faith. Draw them to you with cords of love. Let nothing hinder them from turning away from sin and turning to the Savior tonight. Strengthen the heart of the saint. Encourage those that are discouraged. I feed that love the flock of God. I pray, Lord, that you touch that one that's cold and indifferent. And, Lord, tonight, that one that's wayward, and help them to get right. And, Lord, may we leave here better by coming. Strengthen, Lord, revived, refreshed, renewed, drawn closer to you. Leave here with a greater understanding of your will and your way for our life. Oh, have mercy. Above everything that's accomplished, may your name get glory and honor through this service, I pray. And what you do for us, we'll praise you and thank you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen. Thank you so kindly for standing as we read the word of the Lord and then prayed together. I simply want to preach from this passage tonight that we have read on a lesson in forgiveness. A lesson in forgiveness. Simon Peter comes to the Lord, speaks to the Lord, and says, Lord, how oft shall I, my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Till seven times. And Jesus said, not until seven times, but until 70 times seven. That's the lesson that he wanted Peter as well as the other disciples to learn. And then he said, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which would take account of his servants. Here's the king that has had servants, and it's no doubt and I've been left him in charge of things, and now he calls them into account. The Bible said when he began to reckon, my friend, one was brought unto him that owed 10,000 talents. May I remind you tonight that all of us will have our day of reckoning. I used to hear the old preachers as I grew up as a boy, and even as I began preaching as a teenager, I would hear the old preachers in bed say, now there's going to be a reckoning day. That's the way they'd say it, a reckoning day. I didn't understand what they meant for some time, but I understood later what they were saying was, there will be a day of reckoning. That is, there will be a day when God will call every one of us into account. Just as this king called his servants, my friend, and had them to make account and begin to reckon with each one of them, every individual under the sound of my voice tonight will have his day before the Lord. Amen. Let me read a verse or two of Scripture tonight, or I'll quote it however I can tonight. My friend, it was Paul preaching at Mars Hill in Athens, Greece, in Acts chapter number 17. He's reasoning with these folks about the living God, the only true God, Jehovah God, for they are worshiping all kinds of gods. My friend, and Paul said to them, my friend, we are the offspring of God, and if we're the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver, my friend, or stone graven by, my friend, man's art or device. For he said, my friend, at the times of this ignorance, God winked at. But now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Why does he do that? Because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he's given assurance unto all men, in that he raised him from the dead. Romans chapter 14 verse 12. So then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. Amen. Hebrews 9 verse 27. And it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. Oh, God, help us tonight. Oh, I'm telling you tonight that we have an appointment with God. Amen. The Bible said, 1 Peter 4, 5, thank God, who shall give an account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead. He is going to judge, friend. We're going to give an account unto him. Notice it was the quick and the dead. And I understand tonight, my friend, you can talk about different judgments, but may I remind you tonight, all of us will face the same judge. And when the servant faced the king, the Bible said he owed, thank God, a large debt. And the debt was 10,000 talents. 10,000 talents. I say to you, it was more than what he could pay. It was more than he could pay in a lifetime. It was more than he could pay in two lifetimes. It was a large debt. May I remind you tonight that every one of us, the fallen sons of Adam, thank God, have a sin debt tonight, an inherited debt, my friend, from Adam, and we cannot pay tonight. The debt is greater, my friend, than we have a sufficient funds to pay. Oh, my. Thank God. A man, by his very nature, my friend, is in debt unto the Lord tonight. And it is a large debt tonight. Amen. David said about his sin. Thank God. Just one particular. Thank God. He said in Psalms 38, mine iniquities are going over my head, and as a heavy burden, they are too heavy for me. Amen. And so here is an individual doing fine until the king called him, my friend, into account and began to reckon with him. Amen. Oh, tonight, I say unto you, friend, you better hope to God he deals with you about your sin. Thank God. On this side, amen. You better hope he calls you into question and begins to reckon with you. I remember as a young boy, thank God, a teenage preteen, since I was raised in church all of my life, all I've ever known, my friend, a church, going to church, involved in church, being around church, that's all I ever knew. I said to God in my heart, Lord,
If this crowd goes to heaven, I'll have no problem. I felt so self-righteous. I felt so secure in the fact that I was as good as any of those that had joined the church and were a part of the church that I was raised up in. But I sure am glad of the day when the King, my friend, said it's time for you to give an account. And I want to reckon with you. And all the comparing and the measuring up to other folks, my friend, I found I came up short. I found out, hey God, I owed a debt, the song says, that I could not pay. It was a large debt. I'm telling you, friend, tonight, if you're here and never been saved, born again, I got your sin debt canceled. I got it washed away by the blood of Christ. The debt's large tonight. It's more than you can pay. If you can start tonight and reform, hey God, oh my, if you can stop every bad habit, if you can never sin again, hey God, from here to the end of your life, you still cannot pay the inherited debt of sin, or the sin that you've already committed, and we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God, and there's none righteous, no, not one. Amen. He owed 10,000 talents. Amen. Hey God, I'm told by others that when you see this number 10,000 in the New Testament, hey God, that in the Greek, my friend, the number 10,000 is the largest amount, hey God, that the Greek language allows. Amen. We'll count. We'll count a dollar, five, ten, 20, 50, 100, 1,000, 10,000, 100,000, a million. Hey God, a billion and a trillion. But oh, in the Greek language, they stopped at 10,000. Amen. That's why they said in Revelation 5, hey God, when he took the book and loose the seals, they began to say he's worthy. And the number was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. Because the greatest number they have is 10,000. And so the debt was the largest debt that it could be. There was, my friend, no greater debt tonight. Are you hearing me? Hey God, when Adam transgressed in the Garden of Eden, when my one man, hey God, he disobeyed God, and through that disobedience, a death was passed upon all of us. There was not found for 4,000 years one man, one woman that could pay off the debt. That can rise above it and deliver themselves or anybody else. Amen. Oh my. The debt's too large tonight. You can't pay it. You're in deeper than you can get out tonight. Amen. Thank God. Mortgage the farm. Oh, I mortgage your soul. Hey God, I lend yourself to the creditor tonight. But you cannot get out of the debt tonight. It's too much. Amen. As a matter of fact, this man, thank God, when the king made him aware that he had such a large debt, he sold him, he sold his wife, he sold his children, and he sold everything he owned. And the Bible said it made a payment on the debt. Amen. Oh, hear me. Whatever you could accomplish tonight, whatever you could do religiously, God, self-righteously tonight, I would never cancel, thank God, or ever pay the debt. Amen. Can I say tonight, every one of us, thank God, are indebted to God tonight. It is He that has made us and not we ourselves. And we are His people and the sheep of His pasture. And we are accountable unto Him, for He's our Maker and our Creator. We didn't come from a single-celled amoeba. We didn't come from a monkey hanging by his tail in the tree. Thank God we were, my friend, made from the dust of the ground. And God breathed into our nostrils the breath of life. And God entrusted every one of us. God put us in charge of our life and soul tonight. Are y'all hearing me? And we'll give an account of ourselves unto God. And the only problem is all of us are under that large debt of sin tonight and cannot pay it. Amen. Oh, though everything that this man owned and had was sold, it could not pay the debt. Hallelujah. Amen. You remember not being able to pay the debt? Hallelujah. You remember not being able to get the account settled? Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God. I remember the young man standing beside me that night when the Lord was dealing with me, and a young lady standing beside him. She went to the altar in the invitation, and he whispered to me and said, "Don't you think more to go pray with her?" And I said, "I can't pray with her. Thank God, I got to settle my own debt, my own account. Thank God. Oh, it's large. I have to go, thank God, and pray for myself." Amen. Woo! And when I went, I didn't say, "Now, Lord, thank God I raised up in this church. And for the past 13 years, thank God I can count on one hand how many times I've missed out of 4 times a week, every week, on top of revivals and special services and all the other churches we went to." I didn't tell him that. I didn't tell him how many times I sung in a youth choir. I didn't tell him how many perfect attended Sunday school pins I got. I didn't tell him, thank God, how many verses of the Bible I'd memorized in Sunday school. I didn't say none of that. Oh, I had before, but not that night. Thank God, when I reached in my pockets and pulled out what I needed to pay, thank God, they was empty. All of that, I was not sufficient in His eyes. Hallelujah. Woo! I didn't even tell him how to shout in Grandma. And my mama sung in a church quartet. Thank God, he used to shout. I didn't tell him how that years ago, when I was just a young boy, too young to remember, but told over and over again, that she would hand me the preachers and let them hold me while she sung in that church quartet. Don't tell him how many men of God held me in their arms. But I didn't tell him that because it wasn't sufficient. How to pay the debt with. Hallelujah. Is anybody hearing me tonight? What are you doing to try to get the debt canceled? What have you done, thank God, to get out from under of a large debt of sin that you owe tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, bless His name. And after he had sold all of that, and it just made a payment, he realized it. And the verse said he came and fell down before the king. And he called him Lord. He called him Lord. I'm still of that persuasion. Thank God. Hallelujah. I hadn't changed on it. Thank God, since 95 or 96, I believe he's still got to be Lord before he's Savior. Amen. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Thank God. Oh, thank God, as our dear friend used to preach so much. Thank God, it's not Savior. Our Lord. Thank God, it's Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're not willing for Him to be your Lord, He's not willing to be your Savior. But if you want Him as your Lord, I thought He'll step up and be your Savior. He's not a fire escape. He's not a spare tire. Thank God, I know the song it's sung years back when my wife was raised, cried Jesus. He never fails. I want to tell you, you don't take Him on a trial and error basis. When I came to Him that night, He is all I had left. Yeah. Thank God, I wasn't trying Him. I'm going to try something else. If He didn't work, I come to understand He's all that would work. Thank God. Hallelujah. And if He didn't hear me, and He didn't answer me, and He didn't spare me, and He didn't forgive me, I was a goner. Woo! Hallelujah. Notice He said, Lord, have patience with me. Amen. Thank God. Be long suffering with me. Be merciful to me. Amen. Oh, are you hearing me? Thank God. Spare me. That's what He's saying. Did you ever cry to God that way? Have you ever asked Him? Did you ever ask Him how to spare you? Thank God to be patient with you. How to be long suffering. Thank God what He has just for you to be here tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, is anybody listening tonight? Amen. Us just having this meeting, being around here tonight, proves His long suffering. Hallelujah. Peter said the doubters, the agnostics, thank God, the scoffers and the mockers, saying He's delayed His coming, or He's not a coming at all. Thank God, or He's slack concerning His promise. But Peter said, hey, don't you count this as Him not being here yet, as Him being slack concerning His promise. But He's just long suffering out of us. Word, not willing that any should perish, but all should come. Anybody hearing me tonight? I come to repentance. Hey, another revival, another night of service. That just lets us know that God is long suffering. Anybody hearing me tonight? Yes. Hallelujah. Oh, but one-on-one is long-suffering. It's in general term. I'm talking about individual tonight. One-on-one, you and the King. Hey, God, you the servant. Are you the soul tonight? How that's responsible, amen. Hallelujah. I'm responsible for your soul in this manner. How to preach to you the gospel. How to preach to you the truth. How to declare unto you the whole counsel of God. But when I've done that, I'm free from the blood of all men. And the responsibility is on you. Your hand. The responsibility is in your hands. Amen. And the responsibility is in your lap tonight. And God is going to call you into question about what you do with what you hear and what you feel and what He says to you. Amen. Lord, have patience with me and I will pay thee all that I owe. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, not only do we have the Lord's debt, but secondly, in this lesson of forgiveness, we have the Lord's dismissal. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh my. And the Bible said, let me look at the verse. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him. And forgave him the debt. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank God for a compassionate Savior tonight. Does anybody here know anything about the love of God? Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. I love that song, the church came, oh, love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure the saints and angels strong. Amen. Oh, thank God. Oh, the love that drew salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down unto man. Hallelujah. Thank God, we're born of love. He that is born of God is born of love. Thank God. I'm glad, thank God, for His love. Anybody here tonight? Anybody here experience His love? Amen. He had compassion upon this man. Oh, and the Bible said he forgave, thank God, the debt. Do y'all remember when he forgave your debt? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! I didn't see a streak of lightning. I didn't hear a clap of thunder. I didn't see a sunrise. Thank God, or the sunset didn't stop where it was at. Thank God, or moonbeams didn't shine in. Or that the ground didn't shake. Is anybody here to me tonight? Thank God. I don't know if anybody around that altar tonight or that night knew exactly what has taken place between me and the King. Hallelujah. Thank God, oh, that night. But I was doing business from my heart. Woo! I'll tell you what did happen. The load I was carrying got moved away. Thank God. The condemnation that I was under, thank God, got set aside and peace moved into my soul. Thank God, a sweet peace. Hey, thank God. Had a sweet communion. Thank God. And I knew I'd been born from above. Something had took place inside of me that night. Thank God, that made an internal difference. An eternal difference. And began to make an external difference. Thank God, he canceled the debt. He said, I'll forgive it. Woo! I'll dismiss it. And that's what he did. Hallelujah. Oh my. Well, hallelujah. Thank God. Well, the Bible said he loosed him. Thank God. Oh my. He could have ruined him, but he released him. Thank God. He could have condemned him, but he said, neither do I condemn thee. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. I'm glad for Christ's sake. God extended to me a forgiveness. And there is therefore now no condemnation unto them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not unto the flesh, but unto the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ hath made me free from the law of sin and death. I'm free tonight. For who the Son makes free is free indeed. Amen. Amen. Verse 32, he said to the servant, I forgave thee all the debt. Because thou desirest me. Oh, because you asked me. Because you wanted me to. Woo! Have you got to want to tonight? Thank God, I wanted to ask him. I wanted deliverance. I wanted no part of condemnation. Thank God, of eternal damnation or judgment or hell. And I said, Lord, would you forgive my sin and keep me out of hell? Hallelujah. And he loosed me. And he forgave all. If you don't get that tonight, all the debt. Hallelujah. Oh, tonight, if you can see the record, you can't find one iota tonight. You can't find one mark. Hallelujah. Hey, are y'all listening to me? Thank God. Oh, no. Bless his name tonight. Thank God. Oh, no. It's all gone tonight. Every bit of it. I rise above all doubt and strife and read my title clear. Hallelujah. They're all gone tonight. What sins are you talking about? Thank God, they're every bit gone tonight. I remember some. You remember some. Thank God, but he's chosen how to forget them all and forgive them all tonight. Thank God, he went beyond that. It's as though I never had one sin. He justified that in His sight. It's as though I never did make a mistake. It's as though I never did sin or walk out of His presence. I've been forgiven of all the debt. There is no condemnation and shall not come into condemnation. But I am passed from death unto life. Amen. Hallelujah. The love and dismissal. Amen. Have you desired Him to dismiss or to cancel the debt? He would have been mad. He just said, if you'll be patient with me, I'll pay it all. Now, the King, the Lord, knew that this servant couldn't pay it all. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. He didn't save him because of the promise he made or the vow he made. I'll pay it all. Because he didn't have the wherewithal to pay it all. Is anybody hearing me tonight? Now the servant had to get willing, hallelujah, to want to pay it all, but he couldn't pay it all. Oh, Lord. I've heard folks say, I told the Lord if He'd save me, I'd do anything. Hallelujah. But He didn't save you because, hallelujah, your promise. If He had, you'd be lost tonight. Because you ain't done anything or everything. But He saves us on His promise. When He cried, it's finished, that meant it was through. That meant it was settled. Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, one time in the end of the world. And why does He have to be offered again? One time was enough. He canceled the whole debt. Hey, God, He don't have to do it again. Hey, nothing left. It's all gone. Hallelujah. That's why I get saved. You only get saved one time. Hey, God, He cancels the whole debt. Hey, nothing left. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, the Lord's debt. Then here's the Lord's dismissal. Amen. Oh, my Jesus did pay it all. All to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, but He washed it white as snow. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, He didn't forgive him because He thought He'd eventually pay the debt because He knew He couldn't. He just simply saw He bowed to Him as Lord. He had said, have patience with me. What He done is He desired mercy. And not judgment. Amen. Hallelujah. And so He was moved with compassion. Oh my. God is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart. And save us such that are of a contrite spirit. Hallelujah. You want them to get close to you, get brokenhearted, get contrite in spirit, get in humility, desire mercy. Oh, I forgive it all because thou desirest it. Amen. But can I say to you, though He forgave the debt and all the debt because He asked Him, because He desired, because He was moved with compassion, it doesn't simply mean that He just looked the other way. It doesn't simply mean He just turned His head and dusted off His hands and said, well, that's it. Oh, no. In order for Him to forgive the debt, hallelujah, He had to pay the price Himself. Is anybody listening to me tonight? Thank God. Oh my. Oh, He had to take it in. He had to absorb the cost of the payment. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, on that cross of Calvary, God, hallelujah, absorbed my debt. To wit, God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto Himself, and not imputing their trespasses unto them. Is anybody listening to me tonight? Woo! Amen. Oh, He took it in. It cost Him. Oh, it cost God His only begotten Son. It cost the only begotten Son His life, His body, His blood, and His very soul was made an offering for sin. Oh, for us to be saved tonight. Hallelujah. It cost heaven the best that heaven had. Hallelujah. But I'm glad He paid the price with His own blood. Oh, bless His name. Brother Cook used to say, Adam sold every one of us to the pawn shops of hell, but Christ bought us back. Hallelujah. I'm glad He paid the debt. He absorbed the cost. He absorbed, thank God, the debt. Oh, are you hearing me tonight? Hallelujah. God, oh my, paid the debt that I owed. Again, the song said, I owed a debt. Amen. I could not pay. He paid a debt He did not owe. Amen. Hallelujah. Here's the Lord's debt. Here's the loving dismissal. Can I preach to you just a moment about the Lord's displeasure? The Lord's displeasure. Now, this fellow servant that had been given this, forgiven this 10,000 talent debt, found a fellow servant of his that owed him 100 pence. Hallelujah. Been like somebody, us owing somebody $1 million and somebody owing us $1. And them forgiving us the $1 million debt and then we wouldn't forgive the dollar debt. It's about what it's about what it's worth. And he put this man in prison, though he asked him to be patient with him. The other servants went and told their lord, the king, what this servant had done. And when the king heard, he was wroth. That is, he had displeasure. Verse 34 said, and his lord was wroth. That is, he was angry. He was displeased. Amen? With him. My mother and the quartets used to sing years and years ago. Started singing the song, I'm satisfied with God's great redemption plan. I'm satisfied it's sufficient for all men. I'm satisfied with His work on Calvary, but is my Lord fully satisfied with me? I wonder tonight, is the Lord pleased with us? And after we're saved, that's what we live for. That's why we are to be sanctified and separated and committed and dedicated and consecrated. That's why we, thank God, read the Bible. That's why we pray. That's why we come to church. That's why we're instructed by preaching and teaching and try to follow the leadership of the Spirit of God. We want to please Him that forgave us the debt. We don't want to be displeasing to the Lord. But here is the Lord's displeasure. He's wroth because this man would not forgive a little debt, though he had been forgiven a large debt. Amen. Verse 32, he's not only wroth with him in verse 34, but in verse 32, he said, oh, thou wicked servant. Oh, my. Oh, my. The Lord called him a wicked servant because he had failed to forgive. Amen? Is anybody listening to me? Peter said, Lord, should I forgive my brother 7 times? He said, no, 70 times 7. And then here's the lesson. Luke explains it like this. In Luke 17, if thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him, and if he repent, forgive him. And if he trespass against thee 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. That's right. Amen. Amen. Now you do understand tonight, there can be no forgiveness without repentance. There can be an attitude of forgiveness. There can be a willingness to reconcile and stand at the door ready to reconcile a person, but there can be no forgiveness until that person repents. The sinner can't be forgiven until they repent towards God. And Jesus said, except ye repent, you shall all likewise perish. Amen? But he said, till seven times. Is everybody hearing me? And oh, how the Lord wants us to forgive. And here was the kicker. He said, so it is with our Heavenly Father, like this earthly King, this earthly Lord. Our Heavenly Father will do also to us if we, from our hearts, do not forgive everyone, his brother, their trespass. It's got to be done more than from the lips. It's got to be done more than with the tongue or with the mouth. It's got to be done from the heart. Reckon what kind of revival we could have this week. Amen. If in the home, the husband would repent and say, I'm sorry. And from her heart, the woman would forgive. If the woman would say, I'm sorry, I repent, and the husband from his heart would forgive. If the children would say, I'm sorry to the parents, and the parents would say, I forgive from the heart and do so. If the parents would say to the children, I'm sorry, and the children would forgive. Oh my. If the brother or the sister would say, I'm sorry, and the other one that was asked and had repented would say, I forgive and do it from the heart.
Right.
If in the church, all those in the body of Christ would one would say to the other, I'm sorry, I repent. And the other would say, I forgive and mean it from the heart. Oh, you reckon what kind of meeting? Oh, anybody hearing me tonight?
Yep. Yep. Right.
Endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
Yep.
Forgiving one another, be kind one to... Grieve not the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Let all wrath and bitterness and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you. Amen. With all malice, and be you kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. It's a lesson on forgiveness. Oh, thank God for His forgiveness. We glory in His forgiveness tonight. Have you forgiven from your heart tonight? If you're here and unsaved and you've never repented and trusted Him, would you come tonight and ask Him to cancel the debt? Dismiss the debt. The only reason He will is because of Christ and His shed blood and His sacrifice at Calvary. That's the only way God can cancel your debt. So, sinner, would you come? Plead the blood tonight. Is there a saint? Is there saints that would come tonight and say, Lord, help me to say, I'm sorry. Help me to repent. And then there are saints that would come tonight and say, Lord, help me to forgive from my heart. Amen.
Yes.
By the way, the only way you can forgive from your heart is He'll have to help you. Because you ain't wired that way. You ain't a human being that ain't wired that way. It'll be that new creation. Lesson on forgiveness. Don't be a displeasure to the Lord. Don't be a wicked servant, but would you come to Him tonight? Everybody stand, please.